I'm Ryan Muncy, and these are the Better Human Project Takeaways. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to BHP Takeaways, the podcast version of Too Long Didn't Read. Today's takeaways are from episode 112 with Jay Ferrugia. If you don't know Jay, if you didn't listen to that episode yet, he is the OG of the strength and fitness community. Jay spits the uncensored truth on what it takes to build a strong body, an unbeatable mind, and live an epic life. So let's jump right into these takeaways. The first one is who you do life with matters, and it matters a lot. It matters way more than most of us realize. And I know it sounds cliche, you've heard it countless times, maybe so many times that you no longer pay much attention to it. But cliche advice doesn't become cliche without repetition, and things don't get repeated enough to become boring if there's not some element of profound truth in there. So here it is, you know it's coming. We are the sum of the people with whom we spend our time. I'm not gonna put a number on it, 5, 6, 7. You know what this is about, right? We are the sum of the people with whom we spend our time. Jay, perhaps more than any person I know, is meticulous about cultivating relationships and curating his inner circle. We go into great detail about how he does this, why he does this, what it looks like on a daily basis in the episode, but this is just a great reminder that our inner circle shapes us in more ways than most of us realize, right? So audit those people with whom you spend the most time. It kind of reminds me of some of my favorite advice, the best advice I've ever been given. Your life is perfectly designed for the results that you are currently getting. So if you look at your life, if you audit your life, what are the results that you want more of? What are the results that you want less of? And if you look at the people with whom you're spending your time, are you hanging out with successful people? Are you hanging out with negative people who don't live up to their potential? Are you hanging out with people who prioritize health, values, family, financial responsibility? I promise you, your life is going to reflect the people with whom you spend the most time. So be very careful. All right, second takeaway. How can I stack wins and build confidence today? I love this one. I'm a big fan of being intentional. Life is too short and too precious to sleepwalk through it. This is an intention-setting question. And this question from Jay reminds me of something else that I heard recently. Our BHP episode 109 was with Hunter McWaters. Hunter runs his own podcast, The Hunter's Quest, where he recently had Aaron Snyder on as a guest. And I happened to catch some of that. And Aaron Snyder really gets people fired up. And he was saying something along the same lines of, you know, hey, I wake up every day and I ask myself, how can I make the world a better place today? How can I make sure that the world was better for me having been here? And that could be as simple as buying coffee for the person behind you at the coffee shop, opening doors, smiling at people on the street. It doesn't have to mean that you solved world hunger. So anyway, these are intention setting questions, right? Again, Jay's version is how can I stack wins and build confidence today, right? The more we show up, the more we follow through on the promises that we make to ourselves. If you say you're going to eat right, if you say you're going to get up and do a workout, if you say you're going to make such and such phone calls or send these emails, do them. The more we let ourselves down, the more we erode our confidence and our trust in ourselves. So that's at the heart of this. This is what Jay is talking about. The more we can show up and do the hard things, do the things we said we're going to do, the more we build confidence and the more that stacks up and perpetuates, okay? I have seen it time and time again, personally and with the folks that I work with, and I know that is where it comes from for Jay as well. These intention-setting questions are game changers, and our ability to show up and follow through will, without a doubt, build trust and confidence, and it's just a self-perpetuating cycle. So whether you want to steal one of these questions or come up with your own, if you have your own that you've already heard, write it at the top of your to-do list, your calendar, make it an alert on your phone, whatever you need to do in order to be reminded of them every single day. What you do with that is your choice. Act accordingly. All right, takeaway number three from Jay. What is the biological cost of your training? So much of health and fitness to me revolves around what I call blanket statements and binary thinking. And binary thinking usually gets us into trouble. everything requires us to consider goal, context, nuance. That's why I love the philosophy of be less binary. Even the phrasing of that, be less binary. I'm not saying don't be binary, right? But in the context of health and fitness, the way that we normally see this, blanket statements, blanket questions, are squats bad? Are potatoes good? Is keto better than XYZ, right? Everything is a tool in the toolbox. Everything has a useful application and an application in which it may not be as useful as something else. So now we get into what is called developmental thinking, developmental phrasing. It gets us answers and perspectives that better serve our goals. So if you like squats, the question, the developmental thinking and developmental phrasing of that question is, how can I fit squats into my training so that they benefit my goals and minimize the risk? If you love potatoes, how can they be a part of your eating plan so that they best serve your needs and goals without negatively impacting you, your health, whatever, right? I think you see where this is going. So we want to get away from those blanket statements, those binary questions. We want to think in more developmental terms. And Jay has given us another lens through which to analyze these choices. It's the lens of longevity. Every choice has a risk-reward element. Specifically in strength in the fitness arena, every exercise that we choose, every training program that we sign up for or undertake has a biological cost. Every time you go in for a workout, every time you put a heavy bar on your back for a squat, or alternatively, choose to do dumbbell one leg split squats, right? There's risk reward. You know, what are we trying to accomplish? Am I trying to move maximum weight? Am I trying to compete as a power lifter? Or am I trying to develop my, you know, VMO? Am I trying to develop my ability to produce force as I go up a mountain? You know, maybe a one leg or a unilateral version of this is going to have more carryover, more benefit, and less risk because I'm not directly loading my spine. But we really have to start to ask and answer these questions about the biological cost of every choice that we make. Again, we go into great detail about this, and Jay does a great job of breaking it down for us on the full episode. We'll link to it in the show notes for you. But again, just making sure that we are evaluating the true cost. Do we understand the true risk rewards of the things that we're doing? We should, because only then can we make the most informed decisions. And hopefully those decisions are aligned with our goals and our values. Okay, so that's three. We've got one more. This one is, I debated about whether or not to include this, not because it isn't valuable, but because there's really not a whole lot else to say about it. But I just love this line from Jay too much not to include it. If the organism isn't healthy, it's dying. So think about that. What are you tolerating that maybe you shouldn't? Like a little nagging injury, an ache and a pain. What do you think you're getting away with, but you're not, right? What discomforts, dysfunctions, small aches and pains are you ignoring that maybe you shouldn't? These things are all dashboard lights that are flashing. It is in the organism's best interest not to ignore them. Again, if the organism isn't healthy, it's dying. All right, that's it for this episode of BHP Takeaways. As always, keep moving the chains, keep pursuing your best self, and we'll catch you on the next episode.